Good evening, everyone. We are now starting our third session on the guiding lights of dating and finding your beshert. By the way, I said that we may be going to Eretz Yisrael. We will, Bez Hashem, but I'll be here until Yom Tov, so I think we can complete all the sessions. If we have five sessions, we certainly have time, Bez Hashem. And if we need a sixth session, then we'll have to see. But we'll try to fit it in five sessions, as we had planned. So, the just to review very quickly, the guiding lights that we're teaching are skills and principles in maintaining your sense of menuchas and nefesh while dating and building a relationship. And because as we have said a number of times, and I'll repeat this throughout the program, it's only menuchas and nefesh, which is a kind of calm, thoughtful, caring perspective, where we learn to quiet our fears, negative thoughts and feelings, and discover that what I call a neshama state of mind. You know, like when you were in camp and you made friends around the kumsitz on Moshe Shabbos with the guitar and the fire blazing, and those moments are very special. So whether it's a Yom Kippur tefillah or it's a very moving moment with friends around the bonfire, these are all neshama moments, neshama states of mind. And we have, until now, we have covered two guiding lights dealing with our thoughts. The first, we learned the golden threads, which is a way of maintaining our focus on marriage as a life mission that was given to us by Hashem. And even before we were born, we heard the bas kol, and we spent our lives searching for that neshama partner, which is that very special relationship. And that's a kind of a maintenance posture. If you have not used the guiding, the golden threads, I really suggest you try it. You do it. Listen to that first session over again. There are four of these golden threads, this pismon, and use it throughout the day. Maintain that focus, so that your true identity is in the focus that you are maintaining. And last week we learned FACT. FACT, F-A-C-T, and once again you can review that very important concept of how to transform negative thoughts to about the person we're dating, about other issues, distractions, I wish I wasn't here right now, I should be bowling, whatever negative thought is, right? My friends are on a vacation in Hawaii, why am I not there instead of being with this guy, right? Or this girl? And how to take these negative thoughts or these distractions and to transform them into feelings of trust. So once again, very important to review and very important to practice even outside of dating, whether you're with your friends or anywhere, anywhere you happen to be. Remember, we have 50,000 thoughts a day, and we want to maintain a menuchas nefesh. Today, we're going to look at, hopefully, two more skills, guiding light skills, that focus not so much on thoughts, although there are thoughts related to them, but more on feelings. We're going to learn the guiding light of FLAG, F-L-A-G. Now remember, all of these acronyms I make up. I try to find a word kind of by by using these Rashi Tevos, these letters. So when I say fact it, you'll know. When I say flag it, you'll know. But they're not very accurate in, but they're easy to remember. And flag has to deals with, which we'll learn in a minute, but dealing with negative feelings and a sense of sometimes a sense of hopelessness, a sense of negative feelings about life, about dating, about different things. And then we're going to learn PAGES. PAGES is, once again, it's an acronym. We'll go over later what it means. And that deals with larger issues of your self-image. That some people fall into a negative self-image, low self-esteem. And how to transform these feelings that can be so paralyzing. So let's start with flag. The Hakdama, the introduction to flag, I started last week when you, if you remember, I discussed trying to help a young woman who was now an almana, whose husband was in great pain in the last days of his life. And I described a being lost and how to help this person, and how one Shabbos morning I was in Muncie and I walked the hills of Muncie lost, trying to look for my shul, which I eventually found. But during that early morning Shabbos walk in the magnificent countryside, with all the beautiful aromas and the sounds and the light and the foliage of a summer morning in Muncie, I discovered the meaning of appreciation of Hashem's great miracles in life. And really, that was the first time that I had made such a discovery. And I mean, we all know it, but it kind of took me out of my feeling of hopelessness, my feeling of sadness for this woman, of not knowing what to do for her. And I came up with the idea of flag. But I want to tell you something else that happened after that. It'll give you a perspective. So flag is a skill that enables you to take these feelings, these negative feelings about our inability to pull ourselves out of a feeling, of a situation, kind of a destiny that I can't change, and how to be inspired and pull ourselves out of it. So after I discovered this marvelous concept of flag, once again, I'll go into the meaning of each of the letters very shortly, I was sharing this idea of how we deal with life's nisyonos, of life's challenges, with a chavrusa of mine. And he heard me and he was astounded, not because the idea was new. He was aware of the idea because he had received it himself a number of years ago, but never shared with anybody. And this is what he shared with me. He told me that he himself is an Alman. He lost his wife many years ago. They had a large family, and she suffered over many years. And so he told me that this concept had been taught to him by a Rosh Yeshiva from Chicago, tells Rav Chaim Dov Keller, Zatzal. Because he was with his wife in the hospital, knowing that the end was very near. And he, when he was sitting with her, and she told him, let's say his name is Chaim, she said, Chaim, can you please do me a big favor? There's a chasna not very far away, and I would like you, my cousin, I'd like you to go in there and wish him a mazel tov and come back. But don't worry about me, I'm okay for now. He wouldn't have gone, but since this was her wish, he had no choice, and he went to the chasna. He walked into the chasna, and he walked in during the dancing. And he noticed that in the it was a very levitic yeshivish dancing, and in the middle of the circle was Rav Chaim Dov Kela. And he must have been close to 80, but he was dancing like a 15-year-old. Couldn't imagine. But he knew that Rav Chaim Dov Kela had lost his own wife about 6 months earlier. So he was astounded because he knew what he was going through. And his wife was still alive. Maybe a nes would occur. But Rav Chaim Dov, he lost his wife. How could he be dancing like this? Not that it was inappropriate. There was a mitzvah that he was fulfilling, but how could he do it? After the dancing, he said, Rosh Hashiva, please excuse me, I must ask you a question. And he explained his own situation, his wife, the illness. He said, how can the Rosh Hashiva be dancing 6 months? What's the secret? How did you find the strength, the inspiration to dance this way? So he told him that a person has two eyes. One eye, we see all the chasadim Hashem does for us. Every moment we thank Hashem for all the incredible chasadim that fill our lives. With the other eye, we see our nisyonos, our challenges. He said, what I learned is those nisyonos, those challenges that cause us great pain, they're no less the sign of Hashem's chesed and love than the first thing we see, than the chasadim that bring us simcha. It's just that we don't see it yet. When we hold on to both simultaneously, it's incredibly inspiring. We know that everything is a chesed from Hashem. And this was precisely what I had discovered that Shabbos morning in Muncie. So let's go to flag now. Let me teach you flag and how to apply it. So flag is what does it stand for? The F stands for freedom. The L stands for love. The A stands for acceptance, and the G stands for gratitude. And I'll explain how they all fit in. And when you use flag, you'll see what a remarkable impact it has. So, a person who's been dating a long time can feel very down about it. A person who was going to the wedding of a best friend and who thought he or she would be married years before, can be a very difficult place to go. To dance could be very difficult as well. To wish a mazel tov. A person who's been dating so many people and one after the next, nobody seems to resonate with that bus call feeling that somebody who has potential to be my life partner. And this creates negative feelings. And we don't know how we're going to emerge from them, right? We don't know if I have the strength to continue this dating or hoping or trying, right? Or maybe I feel that my background is not up to par, or my education is not up to par, whatever the case may be. But whatever it is, whatever negative feeling we have, the caveat, the most important principle of all the guiding lights is that there is no such thing as a legitimate negative feeling when it comes to Menuchas HaNefesh. You may have the negative feeling about yourself, but it's not correct, because the negative feeling itself deprives you of experiencing who you really are and how Hashem sees you and how Hashem loves you. They say, well, what can I do? I have this nisoyon, right? Maybe I was a person who had an illness, and every time I go out on a date, you know, I had many years ago, a woman came to me. She was 32, 33 years old, and she was a very wonderful person. She was a teacher, pretty and geschick and everything else, but one problem, it was very unlikely that she would ever have a child. And everybody who dated her fell in love with her. But following the script, as many poskim suggest, after the third or fourth date, she had to tell them. And the moment she told the young man that she was dating that she has this issue, they ran. They ran like fire. And she came to see me, and we spent some time together. In the end, she began to date a doctor, and we handled it very carefully. And in the end, this young man said to her, "Listen, I'm a doctor. I've researched it thoroughly. I know what the odds are. I know what the chances are. But you're worth it." In the end, they got married. Baruch Hashem. So nobody is really stuck, but we may feel stuck. We may feel that things are hopeless, right? That I have no chance. My family isn't the right family. Whatever it is, education, right education. But listen, but the reality is that Hashem is Shatran. So flag is a way of emerging from this hole, right? from this hopelessness, from this sense of pessimism. And so the F in flag is similar to the F in fact, right? It says, Hashem, please free me from this negative feeling. In other words, there's no such thing as legitimate negative feeling. We each have an neshama. Hashem loves us. We have to be in a menucha state of mind. And a negative feeling takes us out of the ballgame. Doesn't permit us to be ourselves. We want to jettison that negative feeling. We don't trust it. We never embrace it. We don't want to embrace it. It's not true. It's a big lie. It's a big sheker. So I say, Hashem, I have this negative feeling. I've learned not to trust it. Please help me emerge from it, right? And free me from it. That's the if. Now, similar to fact, Hashem says, okay, Shaya, you'd like a bracha, or whatever your name may be, Shendel, Chaim, you want a bracha to transform this negative feeling into something positive, then I can't give you a bracha until you become a kli kibul. I remember we said a kli kibul is a suitable vessel for a bracha. Hashem never puts a bracha into a vessel that's not suitable. In the same way that a diamond ring is placed in a beautiful setting and flowers are placed in a beautiful vase, right? A Rembrandt is placed in a beautiful frame. A bracha has to be placed in a kli kibul, which means the person himself, herself, has to be at that moment suitable to receive that bracha, right? I used to tell people, when you go to a baseball game and you want to catch the ball, because, you know, and you bring a baseball glove to the baseball game. Come ball comes to you, you have a glove to catch, otherwise that ball is too hot to handle. It'll break your hand. We try to catch it. So how do we become a kli kibul? So we we remember all the gifts of life Hashem gives us. At that moment in the Munsi, on the mountain, I said, Hashem, you give me life. I breathe in this beautiful air and I see what's around me. I thank you, Hashem, for the life you've given me. It could be that, or it could be, thank you, Hashem, for my wonderful friends, for my parents, for my siblings. Thank you for my job. It's always a good idea, if you can, to take a breath. Right? Hashem, you give life because you love me. You give my friends because you love me. You give me my siblings, my parents, my grandparents, whoever it may be. You thank Hashem. And you say, and that's the L in flag. That's the L in flag. So we have the freedom. We're making a request for freedom. And then we want to become a klikibul, so we remember something we are grateful for. Someone, a few people, or something that we're really grateful for, and that is the El, love. It shows me that you love me. Right? Now, what's the A? So the A is different than anything we've learned before, because the A stands for acceptance. What does that mean? It means Hashem. I thank you for all the chasadim that you give me. You gave me a chesed of a wonderful job, of being a healthy person, saving me during COVID, of giving me wonderful parents. I thank you, Hashem, for all of these things, or one or two of them, doesn't make a difference. I thank you. But Hashem, I am also aware that I have nisyonos in my life. I'm not married yet, or I have this impediment, or I have this handicap, or I have something else that's holding me back, or I just haven't had a date in a long time, or I have a date that ends after one date, or whatever it may be. Hashem, I have these nisyonos. But I've come to realize, Hashem, that every nisoyon can't happen without you. Every challenge I face in life cannot occur without you. You give me this challenge. So what's the acceptance? The acceptance is, in the same way, right? And we'll get back to the Rosh Yeshiva, Chaim Dov Keller, and his two eyes. In the same way you give me chasodim that I'm grateful for, Hashem, you also give me nisyonos, challenges, Hashem. And while the blessings that show me that you love me are clear, they're as lucid as the sun, right? Baruch Hashemish. Well, the nisoyon may not be clear right now, but it's no less a sign of your love and your caring than the bracha that I had before, than that which I was grateful. I just can't see the reason yet. It will one day become clear to me. It's not clear to me right now. But what's clear to me is that nothing can happen to me that doesn't come from you, and you love me. And what Rav Keller was saying is we have two eyes, and we see both things simultaneously. We see the bracha, Hashem, thank you for all the gifts, and we see the chasaron, we see the challenge. Hashem, I've been going out for 6 years, 7 years, whatever it may be. Hashem, I have this handicap, whatever it may be. But I realize that that too is really a bracha in disguise. I don't know what it is yet, but it couldn't be without, since you gave it to me, it could not exist, right? Unless you give it to me out of love. It's just not clear. And what Keller was saying is when you see both things simultaneously, and when one eye can see the mountain that's verdant and lush with greenery, and the other eye sees what seems to be a bare mountain, right? B-A-R-E, a bare mountain that's empty and void of life. In reality, they're both mountains from Hashem. And when we see both of them simultaneously, we say, Hashem, I'm accepting I'm accepting the challenge. I mean, because it comes from you, right? And that's the A. So we have the F, that's for freedom. We have the A, the L is love, your love. And the A, the L is love, and the A is, I'm accepting it, Hashem. I'm accepting the reality because it couldn't be any other way without you. Because you control everything and you love me. So I'm accepting it. So that's the A. So what's the G? So the G is that once we have both in front of us, we're able to make a choice. And once I learn to accept, because I'm not accepting defeat, on the contrary, I'm accepting that it comes from Hashem, and in the end, He is going to help me. This is not accepting defeat. This is accepting that Hashem is guiding me in life, and I trust Him. And once I'm able to do that, I discover a koach, a new koach in myself. I'm grateful for this new discovery. I've discovered a new strength. It's like when I was a kid, right? And I was in the bungalow colony, and it was a high diving board. I remember going to the high board 50 times, climbing up and climbing down. Right? One day I discovered I had the koach, I had the courage to jump, and I jumped like a mishugana. Boy, did I feel great, right? I discovered something. Climbing a mountain, doing a chesed, whatever it is, we make a discovery. We discover that we can handle it, right? We can do this with anything in life. Whether it's doing a chesed or undertaking a project that we didn't think we could do, we discover the ability to do it. And that's the gratitude. Hashem, I'm grateful that you showed me a new dimension. And that enables you to continue in a state of menuchas nefesh. No matter what you are going through, no matter what your position in life, and how many people you have dated, when you use flag, you begin to sense a discovery of a new koach within yourself. Okay. So that is one way of maintaining your menuchos nefesh. Right? So you think you're going on a date and so I can't do this date. Oh my goodness, I don't have my heart in it. Well, you flag it, right? You flag it and you find the koach to do it and to do it well, right? And that in itself makes it worth it, right? We don't know which date is going to be the one that you begin a relationship that leads you to discovering your Hashem. But we know that it doesn't start until you're in a menuchas nefesh frame of mind. And flagging it, FLAG, becomes a way that you can continue the process to find the person that Hashem has designated as your life partner. So that's flag. FLAG is, could I write it down? FS, freedom. L, love. A, acceptance. And G is gratitude. And find these things work remarkably. It's not that they work well. They are life. This is how Hashem set up the world. It's not that you're turning on a switch. You're enabling a spiritual, a ruchani process to come to the surface. Okay, so that is flag. Pages. Pages is really spelled without the E, but it doesn't make sense to say pegs, and I'll describe what pages is and what the letters stand for in a moment. Someone came to me a few months ago, and he told me that while he was in shul, someone had deeply, deeply insulted him. Very sensitive person, and he was mamish wiped out. He couldn't pick himself up. This guy was from his earliest years. He had been a yosem, his father had died when he was younger. He picked himself up by the bootstraps. He taught him what he needed to learn, and he really made a life for himself. But underneath it all, he was still a korban of the devastation that he suffered in his childhood as a yosef. I mean, it really was a devastation. It's a miracle that he survived. But on the same token, he was very sensitive. And when this person kind of said, "Hey kid, get out of here," he wasn't a kid, but you know, kind of demeaned him in a really ugly way, he went to pieces. And I was very distraught what I heard. But we worked together to try to find out how to elevate him, lift him out of this feeling. And he kept on saying, "I'm a nobody, I never will be anybody. Hashem took away my father, and because I don't deserve to have this," all this stuff, right? I'm sure you can hear it, you can. So pages, and I worked very hard with him, and we came up with this concept of pages. And ever since I've been teaching it, and he uses it every time I see him. He says, "I'm doing pages, it's great," right? So let's look at pages. When a person has a negative feeling about himself or herself, "I'm short, I'm tall, I'm bald, right? I don't have a good job. My parents are simple people. We don't have a lot of money, right? I've had this feeling, this gnawing feeling within myself, this negative feeling since I was a kid. I'm a nobody, I'll always be a nobody. I'll always be left out, right? I'll never make it. I'll go to many weddings, but none of them will ever be mine. I don't deserve to get married. I know what I did when I was a kid. I know what I did last year. I know that I'm being punished now, right? I don't deserve to have anything in life, right?" That's the message of our old buddy, the Yetzer Hara. Every negative message about yourself takes away, deprives you of menuchas and nefesh, and it's impossible to be in a relationship and to grow a relationship. Remember, we said the very first week, without menucha, there is no love. And when a person is negative about themselves, a low self-esteem, then they can't build a relationship. Because there's always a monkey on my back that says, "Hey, you don't deserve a relationship. You don't deserve anything. You deserve to be kicked out of here." You know, there's a concept in modern day neuropsychology called the negativity bias, which is really most psychologists would say that's the basis of your low self-esteem. A negativity bias means that the brain is hardwired for negativity. It's easier to remember a negative experience than it is a positive experience. The number of negative moments that someone has far outweighs the positive feelings one has about himself. But we don't ascribe to the negativity bias. Why? Because that's a kind of you're saying that your destiny is programmed by your neurology. We say that your negativity bias is just another form of entrapment by our old buddy, the Yetzer Hara, right? Who wants to keep everybody single, without children, without family, without love. Roadkill. That's what this Yetzer Hara wants. And this Yetzer Hara is going to feed you negative thoughts and feelings. Yes, there may be some verifiable patterns in brain waves and brain chemistry to show that negativity is more native to a person than the positivity. That may be the case. But we don't buy any of that stuff because everything comes to the Rabban Shlomo. On the other hand, it's so easy to fall into a negative feeling about yourself, particularly if you've been dating for a while, or more than for a while. you know, the way, whether I lost weight or gained weight or tall enough or agile enough or make enough money or good looking enough, whatever the case may be, right? It's easy to fall into negative dimension of ourselves. The power of negative thoughts is that the Yetzer Hara insists that if you have a negative feeling about yourself, well, it's because that's what you deserve, right? You're getting petch, as they say. You're getting punished because that's what you deserve, right? In that sense, the Yetzer Hara becomes the arbiter of emes, which it is not. And it says, don't even try to go out to leave this negative feeling about yourself, your low self-esteem. That's what you deserve. I know it's uncomfortable. You know, it's like walking around with a 103 fever, but that's what you deserve. That's the message that it gives us, right? And once again, this deprives us of our menuchas nefesh, deprives us of our ability to be in a relationship or to feel we deserve a relationship. I deserve to be dumped, right? Throw me out the window, right? I don't deserve to be this. I know that he's going to dump me, she's going to dump me. I'm telling you right now, it's what's going to happen, right? So that's the message that we get from this monkey in our backs, from this woodpecker that's always pecking away, right? Negative stuff. And Pages does something quite remarkable, that once I discovered it, I mamish jumped for joy. Because if we take this negativity bias, which is maybe a molecular reality, right? A neurological reality at some level, right? Although it doesn't determine who we are, Hashem does. Or if we take some things we've done in life that we feel we should not have done, right? So what happens is we become lifelong prisoners of these feelings, and we have no way of fighting them off, no way of justifying our right to get out and to escape and to be free. How can I ever leave this? You know, I'll go into therapy and see if my therapist can convince me to feel better, but for some reason it just doesn't go away, right? And it's maybe because that's what I deserve, and it'll never leave me, because I deserve nothing better, right? Pages finds a voice which is clearer and more triumphant and more satisfying and more believable than the power of the negativity bias, than the power of all of those woodpeckers and monkeys that are jeering us and entrapping us in these negative feelings. Pages provides something beyond all of these entrapping thoughts and feelings, and I'll describe that in a moment. So with that, I want to teach you Pages. Right? Now, once again, I play around with words, right? I had no idea I'd come up with the word Pages, but that's how it works out. So when I say Pages, I know exactly what I'm talking about. When I say flag, I know exactly what I'm saying, and so do you. I say fact, you know exactly what we're talking about. So the word Pages, and when you begin to use this on dates, relationships, it's a remarkable, remarkable tool. Remarkable. Stands for the P, and Pages stands for please, right? I've used the F in the past for freedom, but I couldn't find a word that fit, right? So we use please. A is similar to the A's that we've had before, right? in appreciation. The G stands for gift, like gift, matana, gift. G, and you'll see why in a moment. And the S is not even an English word. It's a Hebrew word, simcha, right? Pages. There's no A. There's no E. We just have to trust me. There's no E. Right? We don't need it. It's superfluous. Right? So it's maybe the capital A, capital P, capital A, capital G, little E, and then S, right? So what makes pages different than everything else is in thoughts. In fact, we say, Hashem, please free me from this thought, right? In flag, we say, Hashem, please free me from this feeling. In pages, we do something else. In pages, we take a noxious, toxic feeling about ourselves. I'm a nobody, right? I'm a failure. I'm over the hill, right? I'm finished, right? We take that negative thought, that negative feeling, and we replace it with a positive feeling we want to have. So if I have a feeling that I'm a nobody, I may say, Hashem, please help me feel that I'm deserving of a life. I'm deserving of my life partner. Or if I have a feeling that I'm bald, right, and short, which I am, I'm not very tall, and I haven't had hair since I was 25 years old. But. So I want to take that feeling of being, you know, less than others, and I want to say, Hashem, I really want to feel, I want to feel worthy of, I want to feel special, right? Worthy of a special life. I define what I want to feel. Hashem, I want to feel fulfilled. I don't want to feel that I'll never find my life partner. Hashem, I want to feel fulfilled. I want to feel meaning in my life. We take the negative feeling about ourselves or about life, and we decide from the very beginning of where we want to go. Right? We're not on the defensive, we're on the offensive. I'm going out with a guy who I feel is going to reject me because I may not feel that, you know, I'm pretty enough. Or I'm going out with a girl who was going to reject me because I feel he's because she feels I'm not tall enough, right? Hashem enabled me to feel worthy, special, right? And you define, and it's a great idea now, if you'll just jot down a few things, a few feelings you would like to feel about yourself. Don't worry about whether you're worthy or not. Hashem will decide that because you are a Tzelem Elokim. So write down a few feelings or concepts, healthy, productive, positive concepts you'd like to have feel about yourself. Write them down on a piece of paper. Right? Because I want you to go through pages holding on to this concept, right? I'm giving you another moment and we can then move on. Okay. I hope that all of you, or some of you, have written down one, two, or three positive concepts you'd like to feel about yourself or about life. And let's go through pages now. So let's say I want to feel that I deserve a life of meaning. Right? I deserve a loving relationship in life. Right? I feel like I'm a lovable person. A person who should be respected. deserve to feel respected. Not in a gaivadic way. I'm a tzelem Elohim. So Hashem, can you please help me feel that I'm deserving of love? I'm deserving of respect. That I'm a person to be, that deserves to be cared for and admired. Whatever it may be. So Hashem says, okay, Shai, I hear what you're saying. So, once again, you have to be a Kli Kibul. Right? Remember the old Kli Kibul. So I said, Hashem, yes, I thank you for, and we go into our inner circle, we go into those people we know. We say, Hashem, I thank you very much. I'm very grateful that you gave me such a wonderful mother. I'm very grateful that you gave me such wonderful friends, wonderful Rebbe, wonderful grandparents, wonderful siblings, whatever. It shows me, this is key now, it shows me that you love me, right? So we have the request for to feel that positive feeling. And then we have the A for appreciation, because I appreciate what you, Hashem, have given me. There could not have been a mother or a friend or whatever, or my job without you. It shows me that you love me, right? Clear. Now Hashem says to you, he says, yes, yes, true, I gave you all of these people, all of these friends, all of these siblings, all of these meaningful achievements in life, because I love you, and because I want you to feel that you're worthy of love and respect. I want, you got that? It's got to be clear now. Yes, I gave you these gifts because I want you to feel that I love you and you're worthy of these gifts. Clear? We're not there yet. Right. So now I have permission from Hashem to feel these positive emotions about myself. I have permission. But the last, the S, is the most important of all. Because Hashem says, and when you, Shaya, feel worthy of love and respect or meaning in life, fulfillment, when you feel it, then it gives me great simcha. You hear that? What a Chazal calls a reich nechoach. When you have this positive feeling that comes from your recognition that you deserve it because I love you, right? And when you feel it, you give me great simcha. Can you imagine being a parent? Oh, one day, Bez Hashem, you should all be parents. And you have a child, first day of school, and you maybe it's a little boy, and he has a new pair of shoes, and he has a new shirt, and a new pair of pants, and he has a little briefcase that he takes. And he's all decked out first day, and he comes back home, and he's smiling from ear to ear. He says, how was it? It was a wonderful day. The parent has simcha. The parent sent the child out to succeed. And when the child succeeds because of all the preparation and love that went into it, the parent has simcha. And this is the force, the power, that no one in the world who is not an Eved Hashem, a Baal Emunah about you talking, can ever achieve, is that these positive feelings we want to feel are not for ourselves. We feel them because we have permission to feel them because we're giving Hashem simcha. When the child comes home feeling great and the smile is on the parent's face, right, the child feels even better and the parent feels wonderful for the child. Nobody is doing it for themselves. They're doing it for each other. And that's the beauty of pages. Because yes, there is a negativity bias. I feel lousy about myself. I'm not worthy of getting married. I'm not worthy of that. But there's another dynamic that goes beyond everything else. And that's when we understand that all of life's gifts are given to us that are, because Hashem wants us to have these positive feelings. And when we do, it gives Him great simcha. Right? It gives Him nachas ruach. Then nothing in the world justifies this positive feeling more than this reality. And that's pages P, please. A, appreciation. G is gifts. I've given you these gifts because I love you. And S, and when you feel this way, it gives Hashem great simcha. That's pages. So these are the two guiding lights I wanted to teach. And you'll find that they're remarkable tools, whether you're dating or with your family or friends, anything in life. Because they enable you to maintain a positive sense of menuchas ha-nefesh, positive and calm and thoughtful and caring for yourself and for others. That's where we want to be. That's in the neshama state of mind. We don't want to leave it. We can't build a relationship without it. We say, well, I got to be honest. I got to be honest with you. No, the way you're honest is that you make shalom with yourself and with the other person. That's how we are honest. Right? We use fact and flag and pages and golden threads. And that's how we get ourselves in the right frame of mind to build relationships that last a lifetime. Bez Hashem, next week, we're going to be learning centering. Centering is a new dimension. Some of you may have read about it in my books, but I'm going to teach you centering, which is something that we don't even think about. It's a sensory way of calming ourselves down in all relationships. And then we're going to go into the four principles of relationship building, which will be the final session, which are affirmations, inner history, vulnerability, and caring. And then we use these tools along with our menuchas ha-nefesh to build wonderful relationships. I only have a couple of minutes, but I can certainly take any chats or anything anybody wants to ask me or tell me, or you can email me if you wish at slostrov@gmail.com, and I can take it there, and I will, let me see if we just yeah, you can unmute yourselves, I believe, or you can send me a chat question or comment. Yeah, we have one chat question. Two questions. If on your date you have a negative thought, should you use fact, flag, or pages? Fact. A negative thought is fact. You should be practicing fact during the week, everywhere you go. And do not let a single negative thought go by unchallenged, right? Hashem, free me from this thought. You go into appreciation. You go into caring somebody you care about, right? That you have feelings for, that you really, you know this person is, and then you say, in the same way I care about this person, Hashem, I trust you care about me, and I'm going to get through this, right? Right? Good. That's one question. When you feel worthy of love and respect, then it gives me great simcha. Who is me that you're referring to by yourself, Hashem? Hashem. Hashem is saying to you, the first two in pages, the first two is you talking to Hashem. Hashem, please. And Hashem, thank you. And the second two of gifts, yes, Hashem says, I gave you these gifts because I want you to feel this. And when you feel this, it gives me great simcha. So the second two are Hashem talking to you. The first two you're talking to Hashem, and the second two Hashem is talking to you. Very good. Thank you for that question. Any other questions? Okay. Yeah. What is grateful is that at the end you have made a discovery, right? You've made it. I didn't think that I could ever get out of this. I didn't think I could ever have the courage to go on this date, right? To get out of my mood. So I'm grateful, Hashem, that you have opened up, you have revealed to me a new strength that I didn't think I had. That's my gratitude. It's an endless discoveries that we have in FLAG. That's very good. Majority of the negativity is God and versus self, which seems harder to use. Majority of the negativity is God-inflicted or self-inflicted. It doesn't make a difference. It's a nisoyon that we have that Hashem wants us to overcome. Everything comes from Hashem. But there's a reason. He wants us to reach a level of personal development that no one has ever reached before. All of life is a nisoyon, a challenge. Because that's our 401k for Olam Haba. But not just to suffer. No, it's not. Suffering isn't the answer. It's being triumphant, right? So it doesn't make a difference if it's been inflicted, it's for a reason. Hashem loves us, it's for a reason, and we're going to find a way beyond it, out of it, free of it, whether it's for fact or flag or golden threads or pages, we're going to find a way. So it doesn't make a difference where it always comes from Hashem. But the reason is because he wants us to emerge from it victorious. That's the answer. Okay. Anything else? If not, I think this will be a good time to stop. And Bez Hashem, we will meet again next week and you will have these recordings. And I wish you all Hatzlocha Rabba, Mekarev Libi. And we want to hear Besuras Tovas. And if it doesn't seem like that at first, it will become that as time goes on. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening. I thank you very much, Rebbe Cohen, for putting this together once again. And Kol Tov to everyone. Thank you.